Ken Smith is running for Pender County Board of Education District 4. He's a Republican and the mayor of Atkinson, North Carolina, and a pastor at Atkinson Baptist Church. And Ken, I get the feeling the last few weeks you've been very busy with recovery in your neck of the woods.
That's exactly right. In fact, the campaign itself I've had to put on the shelf for the last 2 months, I guess, because of all the disaster. We have been coordinating in western Pender County and throughout the entire county trying to get relief, and I understand the most urgent priority right now was taking care of those that are still needing food and water and not into their homes. And so as a elected official who has took oath to do everything I can to help those residents here, not only in Atkinson but also Pender County, that I take my job very serious as mayor, and I'm willing to continue to serve. And so I've put my trust in the voters' hands for school board. They've seen proven leadership with me, not only in the last few months, but also throughout my entire time and being in this area.
As candidate for a school board, what sets you apart from other candidates?
Well, the uniqueness of all the candidates right now for the office of school board in Pender County is one that I have proven elected leadership. I have served as a town commissioner. I am now currently the mayor of Atkinson. I've also been the president of the Chamber of Commerce. I've served as president of Kiwanis Club and also district governor of the North Carolina Lions. I know what it means to serve, and it's not just service because of you're expecting something in return. What sets me out different is because I have a reality of knowing that we cannot wait till these children get out of school to focus in on the problems of our society with unemployment, with also the high number of those that are entering to prison or also being jailed because they simply did not get the quality education. And the life choices that they're making is also something that's not affecting only them, their families, but the entire society. I'm willing to work and continue to work. No matter the outcome of this election, I will continue to work to make my community and also the communities around me a better place to live.
How do you feel Pender County schools are secured against potential threats?
Well, we need to sit down, and with who the current sheriff will be, we have an election, of course, for a new sheriff. And whatever the voters choose, I have sit down with both of those candidates and spoken with them. And they have given me their word and pledge that they would work with me, that there would be a comprehensive plan of action to even continue to review. This is not just a have something in the books and then maybe something happens, we'll pull out the book or our plan. That's good to have a plan, and you need that. There's got to be a constant refresher, a reminder of what we're doing. And our children's safety, when you send your child on the school bus or they get out of your car when you drop them off at the school, those parents, those grandparents are putting their child's life in our hands as a school system, and we have a true responsibility. Right now, not every school in Pender County has a resource officer. I pledge that before it's all said and done, working with the Sheriff's Department, working with the County Commissioner, so that every school in our county has the resource officers there that can at least respond if we have an act of terrorism on one of our campuses.
As Pender County's coastal communities grow, how can the district ensure that schools in the western part of the county are also adequately funded and performing well?
Well, funding issues is that of the county commissioners. One thing I've learned, I've been involved in the political arena since I was a teenager, and one thing that I've learned is that the funding is going to be the issue there. That's going to be a county commissioner type question. What we're going to need, though, is for school board members who are very diplomatic, able to sit down at the table with the county commissioners and be able to work out a plan of action. What schools need the most resources? Not every school is going to need the same thing. Not every child needs the same thing that another child needs. Every school's different and unique, like every child is different and unique. I have a Congressman David Rounds' cell phone number on my phone. I can pick up and call him, Senator Tillis, others that I know that if we need to get people here to see what the needs are, we can do it. The thing about being on the school board is that it's not, and it cannot be, a Democrat, a Republican issue. It's got to be what's best for our children. And I refuse to play politics. I will not campaign dirty. In fact, that's why I'm not even trying to get out and shake bushes, because I've been doing what's best for the community. And if anyone is trying to serve on the school board and comes in with a political agenda, then that's the greatest danger we can have right now on our school board system.
How much of a challenge is it to retain good teachers in a place like Pender County?
Well, we have excellent teachers now, and of course you're always looking for more to build your team. I think the thing is, if they know they have the trust of our school system, and then those are directly over them supervisor-wise, like assistant principals and principals, it'll be easier to continue to recruit high-quality teachers. As a graduate of Campbell University, I hold 2 degrees there. I have an undergraduate and a master's degree. Many of my friends that went to Campbell went for education. They're looking for somewhere to come in and work and make a difference and not have all the red tape that's going to tie their hands up. What we need right now is to be able to say to those teachers, we trust you. We know we have a set of standards to follow, but we need to be creative in our teaching. Now, when it comes to funding, once again, the county would have to come along. The schools have no ability to raise taxes. The schools have no ability to raise money. And so that's one thing, is that you're going to have a relationship with your state legislatures and also your county commissioners to have more incentives if we're talking about financial. But I have yet, in all my life, never met a teacher that is in it for the money.
Moving to the topic of sexual assault, in light of what we just witnessed with the Senate hearings of Brett Kavanaugh for the U.S. Supreme Court, is that something that's taught currently in the middle schools or high schools in Pender County? And is that something that should be taught in the public school district?
Well, all of that's going to start on the first part of your question is it taught? That would be something you'd have to look at the curriculum. I've not been there and looked in that curriculum as in that one particular issue. So it would be neglectful my part if I were to answer yes or no, because I really don't know the answer to that. Now, I can give you my answer that if elected to the school board, one, personal responsibility starts at home. It starts with the parents. It starts with the grandparents. And instilling the values that we have as a society, that every person, regardless of male or female, that everyone has a unique value and everyone should be treated that way. I believe that every person, no matter their gender, no matter what the color of skin, or even the amount of money in their bank account, everyone deserves the highest quality education. And part of that, yes, is instilling values. We have character education. But we also must understand that those values that you just spoke of and asking about the different things about protection and sexual predators and all, we have got to educate our parents and let them know that it is their job to be able to instill that in their children as well. Is there programs that we can do? Sure. I know we can. But we also have got to be very careful that we do not try to take or replace the role of a parent.
Looking back to Hurricane Florence a few weeks back, how badly were the schools damaged in your neck of the woods?
We're talking about multi-million dollars of damage. And a lot of it was not just simply because of structural damage, but it was because of the aftermath, the mold that was in the schools, the cleanup process. The North Carolina Senate did release money, and there was money that was from the county as well to help get the children back into the school system. Structurally, we didn't have any schools that were destroyed, but there was multi-million dollars of cleanup that had to be done.
Ken Smith is running for Pender County Board of Education, District 4. Ken, thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you so much. I look forward to many more conversations in the future. Well, I'll let you know that no matter the outcome of this election, that if anything that I can do for your radio station or also those who are listening right now, the office of mayor, as always, my door is open, and I'll be more than glad to serve anyone that needs help.